This is the Horse Radio Network.
What a beautiful day for horses in the morning.
Merry Christmas, everyone. I am Glenn the Geek, and this is a special holiday episode of Horses in the Morning for Wednesday, December 24th, episode 1069. We have some terrific programming planned for you over the next couple holiday weeks. We hope that you enjoy all of it. I think you'll find some best of episodes, some new programming for you, just a little bit of everything here over the next couple of weeks. We hope you stay tuned in. But today we have a tradition here at the Horse Radio Network, and that is to do our All Hosts episode. This is the sixth annual All Hosts episode. And that's a time when we get as many of the hosts as we can together from the Horse Radio Network, from all the different shows, and we just chat about horses and life and expectations and things that we enjoyed in the past year. Just laugh and have a good time. I know it's a lot of your out there. You listen to it every year, and it's your favorite show every year. We hope you enjoy this one as well. We certainly want to thank all of our sponsors that we have on the various shows for helping us to keep the programs going and to stay on the air. We appreciate all of you. One of those is Redmond Equine. And Redmond Equine produced a piece called God Made a Horse. And we're going to start the show out with that today. And then we're going to end with one of our favorite singers here in the horse world, and that's Templeton Thompson. And we hope you enjoy.
In the beginning, he knew we would need a partner to work, to play, to teach, and to love. So God made a horse. He knew we needed to pull our cannons, carry our troops, protect our freedoms. So God made a horse. He knew we needed to hunt, to carry our burdens, to feed our family, and to mend fences. So God made a horse. He knew we needed our fields plowed, our hay delivered, our cattle branded, our goods distributed. He knew we needed to get to work, get to the store, deliver the mail, and share the word. So God made a horse. He knew we needed to get out of the city, spend time with our friends, grow up with our family, connect with our kids. We needed to sweat, to learn the value of work, of honesty and integrity. We needed help through our difficulties, lift in our challenges, support with our disabilities, and to share our joy. So, God made a horse. He knew we all need a friend, a companion, a partner, and a soulmate to get away from it all. Experience life, live, laugh, cry, and love. So God made a horse.
Merry Christmas, everyone. This is Glenn the Geek, founder of the Horse Radio Network and host of several of the shows. This is the sixth annual All-Hosts Holiday Roundup. It's kind of become a tradition around here for all of the Horse Radio Network hosts to get together on Christmas week for some fun, a little laughter, some stories, and just a party. We just have a party. It's our own little company Christmas party, although everybody has to provide their own food and drink because I can't do that. This year, we asked listeners to submit questions, and we'll ask everyone those questions. And the first one they asked was, how did all the hosts come to be part of the Horse Radio Network? We do have a lot of new listeners, so I think that's important to go over. And we'll do that as we introduce everybody here on the show. We do have a couple missing, and we'll talk about that are off on holiday and vacation and things. But first, let's do it in the order that everybody came to the network. Of course, that means that my buddy Helena, the one that started this all off with the Stable Scoop radio show, is here. Helena B.
Happy holidays, everyone. It's really good to be back for the All Host episode. It's my favorite.
Now, Helena came to be because we knew her for years. She used to work with Jennifer, my wife. and for years worked with Jennifer, my wife, and we knew Helena, and we got along really well. We both liked to talk, and we decided that we should start a podcast. And we thought, well, if we're going to do one podcast, maybe we should put it on a network. We'll call it the Horse Radio Network. But we're both too lazy, so we'll never do more than one anyway. So, and here we are.
I had a little baby at the time. Grace was just, like 8 months old.
Yeah, baby.
Yeah, I needed something to do while she was bouncing in her little bouncy chair.
And you weren't riding so much then, so you really needed to find some outlet to talk horses at that point. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's how we started, was just that way, and then all the other shows grew up around that. But thank you for still being here. We're in our 7th year of Stable Scoop now.
I think that's the second longest I've done anything.
That's the longest I've ever had a job, that's for sure.
Yeah.
The same job.
Same boss.
Yeah, exactly.
He's all right.
And then my wife came next, and that would be Jennifer, host of Horse Tip Daily and producer of the Horses in the Morning show. Hello, Jennifer.
Hello.
And she's here because I made her. That's pretty much.
You know, yeah, I feel like you should have introduced her before Helena. It just seems fair.
No, she actually came after Helena. She was trying. She avoided being any part of this. Didn't want anything to do with the Horse Radio Network. It was my gig. And then she lost a job that she had nothing to do. And I said, guess what? And that was it. I said, you have to.
You have dragged me kicking and screaming.
Yeah, here she is.
I can attest to that.
Yeah, she didn't want to do it.
And one of the big reasons I agreed to do it is I had Helena in there as a buffer.
Yeah. It was an excuse for us to have coffee talk on a regular basis.
That's true. Yeah, there's a lot of Sunday morning phone calls, wasn't there?
Oh my gosh, yes.
For hours and hours.
I know. It's not the same as sitting on a bale of hay with a stinky hot cup of coffee, but it was all we had. You know, it worked.
Well, then I think next came along the Horses in the Morning show, and of course we needed a host for that. So we put out a call on Facebook, and we had asked for voicemails, and Debbie might not even know this story. We asked for voicemails and people to submit voicemails to find a host, although we didn't tell them what the show was or anything about it, really. And there were 80 voicemails we got. And Jennifer and I sat around with alcoholic beverages one night, got drunk, and listened to all these emails that we had. There were some good ones, and then there were some not so good ones, and there, you know, and we kept going through them. And the second to last one we listened to was Jamie's.
Oh.
And we went, that's it. That's the one. And I called within 5 minutes of listening to that voicemail. We called her. You were home, right, at that time?
I was actually working at a veterinary clinic, which is why I wanted a different job. So you called me during my lunch break, actually.
Oh,
and I don't
was.
Think I had left the voicemail much before you called. So I was actually at the clinic. You called me because, you know, time change. I think it was... I don't know. Maybe it was I was getting off work or something. So you called and I was immediately excited. And I love the fact that I had such stiff competition, Glenn. 80 awful calls and then there was me.
And then we made her audition. Jamie is the only one that had auditioned for the host of Jump. She's the only one we made do an audition. But you did. And she's here and we're glad of it.
I feel good. I feel like I'm moving up in the world because I used to be the last one you introduced. Now I'm like the fourth.
Awesome. Debbie's last. She's the rookie this time.
Yeah, that's so right. That's just time along on the calendar there. Sorry.
Well, you know, Debbie, I got to tell you, in all my years of radio, this is by far, it's very sad. We just talked about this. It's by far the longest radio gig I've had. So
and the least money she's ever made.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, sign me up. Yeah.
They can't fire you if you don't make any money. So.
That's
that,
true.
My dear, is the key to Glenn's success.
That's right. And I include myself in that. And then Dr. Wendy Ying came along and with the driving radio show. I did all these other shows and I really like to drive. That was my passion. I was like, damn it, I'm going to do a driving show about what I like to do. So Jennifer got me a birthday gift and it was to drive a 4-in-hand of Hackney ponies near where we lived in Lexington, Kentucky. And there was this woman there with the guy I was driving with. And I don't know why she was there. She was just hanging out. And it was Wendy. And she was sitting on the back of the carriage. And we went out for this hour drive. We had a blast. And I said to Jennifer when we left, I said, she'd make a great host of The Driving Show. I don't know a thing about her, but she'd make a great host because she can talk. And that was how Wendy came. That's how Wendy came to be. It was a birthday present. She happened to be there. And then we called you up, I think, Wendy, didn't we? And said, do you want to do this?
Yeah, actually, your birthday is close to Easter, and Jennifer wanted to come on Easter. Oh, and everybody was backing out. And I'm like, I want to do it. What are we going to do on Easter except for hang around and eat? So I remember you guys came out and we had a great time. And then you called me like the next day and asked if I would be on the live show. And I was so nervous. I was like, I don't know if I want to be on that show because you wanted to talk about the four in hand.
Oh, that's right.
Because I was driving four in hand and I was trying to get qualified for the WEG. So you called me about that.
That was an audition. That was an audition, Glenn. I know how you work.
It was terrifying.
She did great. Actually, that was kind of an audition. And the little secret here is everybody has really auditioned through Helena because Helena has listened to everybody. And then I always get her opinion for everybody. I think everybody that's come on, Helena, has gone through you at one point or another.
Yeah, like it's some kind of secret. Glenn's like, hey, psst. I got somebody for you to listen to. Click this link.
She's a VP
spot.
That's right. Well, she was original. She's like in the beginning.
We've had some bad ones though. You sent me some of them like what? No. I wish I had a big rubber stamp that said rejected.
Oh.
But Wendy, we're glad to have you on board. It's been a lot of fun. And Wendy lives near us, so we get to see her the most of any of the hosts in person. And we're heading down there in a couple of weeks.
I have to say that everybody on the show right now, and I'm not just saying this to blow smoke, was a unanimous three thumbs up.
Oh, that's good to know.
Oh, good.
You didn't know Helena had an extra appendage, did you?
I need it just in case I break one of my other ones, which happens
on a regular basis.
No, seriously. Like, I think, Glenn, you have a really good it's hard to pick the right. Like you said to me the other day, you said something about some people have to be huggable on the radio. Yep. You have to have a certain something, you know, that comes across to people. And there's an authenticity among all of us, I think. It's just like we're so passionate and some of us are a little fiery and, okay, all of us are a little fiery. but I think that really comes across and you can hear it in someone's voice when they really love what they're talking about. So kudos to Glenn and Jen for finding you guys.
Well, and then speak about huggable. This is the reason, actually, that she's on the show, on the Dressage Radio Show, is she was a good friend of ours. I don't even know how we became friends, to be honest.
Yeah, we can't remember.
We can't remember how we became friends, but she's the best hugger in the world, and that's Reese Koffler Stanfield, who is host of the Dressage Radio Show, and we knew her from Lexington, Kentucky. I really don't know how we met you. I think, actually, it was at a Ohio Expo.
I don't remember. I remember how I met Reese the first time.
Yeah, how did you meet her?
We went to one of those news and brews things at the Alltech Brewery.
Oh, involved alcohol,
that's
of course.
That's probably right,
alcohol. And Reese was doing a presentation had something to do with breeding.
It wasn't dressage or we would have
fallen asleep. I was so impressed with your presentation because there were several people doing presentations that evening and everybody else's were pretty dry and boring and yours was fantastic. And so I went up and introduced myself.
There's the mystery solved. Jennifer, thanks.
Jennifer found you.
Yeah. I can't remember. We couldn't remember. Yeah.
We became friends after that and lived not too far from each other. And so we got to hang out with you guys a lot. So that was fun.
Yes. And then you moved.
And then we moved.
They do that, Reese. They do that.
And
we make friends and then they leave you in the dust.
Yeah. Like, boom, gone.
In the cold and sleep.
Reese conned me into being on a board, and we won't say what it was for, but it was on the board of directors for something.
Great.
And she knows how I hate being on boards of directors because I cause too much trouble and everybody hates me. And it was 1 month after I went on the board that we moved. That was when I had to leave.
Conveniently before he was going to have to announce the horse show. I was like, what? You were the announcer for the show. You cannot leave. Yeah.
I had fun. I was a pretty good announcer for a horse show.
You were great.
It was light and lively. That's for sure.
But then I did a lot of cooking with Reese. Yeah, I did a lot of those spots.
That's how we tested her out. She did cooking segments on the morning show, right, Jamie?
Jamie had to run off with Lucas and take care of him.
I'm back. Okay. I was just saying
Risa auditioned really because she was doing cooking segments on the morning show with us.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yes. She needs to do that again. I need new recipes.
I know. I've got to work on this. But now, you know, yeah. And then Philip, we interviewed him.
No, you hated doing the dressage show alone. And you said, damn it, I'm not doing it anymore unless I have somebody with me. And you knew Philip.
Yeah, I was like, I can't, I don't want to do this by myself. I told you I would be here 3 months, and we're almost to 3 years, so that's a good thing.
That is true. You said I'll give you 3 months to find a replacement.
Yes.
I forgot to find a replacement. I'm sorry, Reese.
I know. I'm still here.
Well, Philip is off. Her co-host, Dressage, is in Costa Rica right now on vacation. So, and he wouldn't come on with us because he's something about a beach and, you know.
I know. Yeah.
Alcoholic beverages and things.
I know.
Where's the beach?
So
call in.
Debbie, next up, is a good friend of ours. We knew her from years ago when we did some new media meetups, and we got to meet Monty Roberts' daughter was how we knew her then.
Yeah.
And now we know her as Debbie Laux, host of the Horsemanship Radio Show, one of our newest and most successful shows. Just started this past year, and we're so happy to have her. She adds class to the party. Hi, Debbie.
Hi, Glenn. I'm the classy act. Huh?
That's right. We need somebody on the shows that are classy.
I like the huggable comment. I'll stay with that.
You're huggable too. You're huggable too. And Reese, you knew Debbie from those meetups too, right? How did you know Debbie?
Oh, from the new media groups?
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe. And we did the Succeed event in Florida.
That's right.
USCT Foundation, the holiday fundraiser. That was so much fun.
That was a big deal. It was so much fun. I wish, you know, we need to do that again, Debbie. We need to get that organized.
All right.
We'll get on
that. Yeah. Jen will do it for us, right, Jen?
Oh, sure, I'll organize the whole thing. I'll let you know. That'd be great. Tell us when to show up. That'd be fantastic.
Exactly. Yeah, that was a lot of fun.
And I said to Debbie, she's been a guest on many of the shows now over the years since we started, really, and your dad has too, obviously. But I said to Debbie, I joked with you years ago, we're going to get you on as a host on one of the shows. Mm. And you kept saying, no.
I really worked on you
last year. I worked on her to get her to do her own show. And then you finally agreed. Now I think you actually enjoy it.
I do have fun. You know, I even tried to get somebody else in my place. Do you remember that?
Yes. One of her employees over there.
A friend of mine who's in Chicago, I thought she was such a character. I thought, I'll give Sue Kane to Glenn. He'll like her. I can't do this. But I do have fun. Thank you guys for asking me. It's been a lot of fun. But I'm not retiring yet.
Okay.
Bye. Yeah,
I never promised her a replacement after 3 months either.
Yeah, right.
All right. Well, let's get to some of the questions that the listener submitted. Here's an interesting one that we've never asked on one of these all-host episodes before. And we'll get a start with Helena here. If you were a horse, what breed of horse would you be that best matches your personality?
Oh, gosh. Believe it or not, I think I would be a Morgan.
That's not what I would have guessed. Why?
Well, I don't know, because Morgans are always like, what? Where? Let's go. Who? What? They're
kind of like
bing, 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 bing. But they're smart and they're really versatile and they can be quite huggable. Like they can do anything that you want them to do, but they still always look like somebody just dropped a water balloon on their head. That would be me.
That is kind of right, isn't it, Wendy? That's a good description of a Morgan.
Yeah, I kind of agree because I've met you in real life. So I agree with that. You kind of look like a Morgan. You have beautiful hair.
That's exactly what I thought.
People who love Morgans really love Morgans. And anybody who doesn't get Morgans isn't really so keen on them. So that would fit.
Yeah. That is perfect, Helena. That is really good. Yeah, really good. All right, Jennifer.
I think I would be a Cleveland Bay.
Why?
Well,
I think you're definitely a
Cleveland
Bay.
Because they're rare and almost distinct.
Totally Cleveland Bay.
Because all Cleveland Bays I've known have been metal. They're metal.
horses. Like, they like everything the same. They're very easygoing. They don't like change.
Wait, that describes her.
They like to be in charge, but they're not going to brag about it.
Nope. Right, exactly.
They're humble and hardworking and very attractive, very good-looking beasts. Mm-hmm.
Well,
a
I'm married.
Beast,
a beast?
I'm married to a Cleveland Bay.
Yep.
I like
a beast.
That.
A beast.
Yeah, a Cleveland Bay beast.
Hey, that's the Morgan in me, okay? I don't always pick the right words.
I get that.
The love is there, the words not so much.
All right, I'm interested to hear her answer on this one, Jamie.
Oh my gosh. I was trying to think of a breed, and I've had a bunch of different breeds, and there's no common denominator to what these horses do. I would just be a horse that is one of the ones that probably cribs, stall walks, weaves, mess in my stall all over the place. Like, the place would be a disaster. I'd probably poop on my food. Like, I just, that's the way I would be. I would be like a disaster.
You're a rescue. She's a rescue.
I would be a rescue.
Yeah, she's a thoroughbred. She's an off the track thoroughbred.
Yeah, OTTB.
She's a rescue.
I was trying to think, like, I'm so much like Jet. Like, I don't like to sit still. We don't like to stop. I would just move around. I'm kind of a slob. Like, I don't know how my husband stays married to me. It's dirty all the time. Just fine. It's fine. So I was thinking I'd probably crib too.
Okay. We got a rescued OTTB for Jamie. And we've owned a few that are like that too.
A slow one.
Wendy.
Well, I think I started out as a Shetland pony because I used to be super bratty. And if somebody told me to do something, I would do the exact opposite. I just would not do it. And but I think over the years, as I've mellowed out, I've got more and more like a warm blood. And in fact, as I get older, I think I'm getting closer to a draft horse.
Oh. You are,
I don't
you
really
are kind of
you
a...
hard.
You're kind of a
I know.
I like the warm blood because you're kind of a diva, so that fits.
That's right. I can't be too much of a draft horse. You're right, because
draft
horses aren't diva. So I think I'm an old style warm blood.
Yes. Yes. A bit diva-ish.
Like, pick a country, maybe. Like, what's
like
that?
Like old style Hanoverian.
German.
Yeah.
That would probably fit.
You know, like, I have aspirations to do something, but I just
never
know,
really
it's
get it
take
done.
A lot of spurring to do it.
Good answer.
That's funny. That's really good. And Reese.
Well, so I
our resident DQ.
Yeah. So, you know, the nickname of our farm is Diva Crest. So, and I would be that mare who is like, I would do my job, but you really make me mad, and I would kick, and I would just be awful. So, but you know, I think I would be a Dutch warm blood. Typically, like, those are my favorite horses that I ride generally if I have to choose. So, you know, typically pretty good characters, have a little fire in them. So I think that I would be a Dutch warm blood. That would be my thing. But kind of bitchy side to the mare. Not gonna lie. There'd be a diva. There'd be a diva in there.
You'd be a chestnut mare.
I would totally be a chestnut mare in Dudwood. Yeah.
There you go.
I like it.
Debbie.
Oh, no. I've changed mine 3 times since we've been talking. Because I was going to say rescue from the beginning. There's the easy way. I love Frisians. I mean, I think the answer I probably should say is quarter horse, because I like the Labradors of I love, you know, a good practical trail horse that, you know, take me anywhere. And then I thought Frisians because they're so gorgeous and they're just so sweet, but they're really big. And so
and
I'm not
classy.
Sure. Oh, they're so and they're classy. Thank you, Jen.
They have
see,
a lot of hair,
fits.
Though.
Debbie is hair.
Yeah, they have more hair than
they
me.
They do have beautiful hair.
So then I went to Peruvian
you
Passos.
You get extensions.
I like Peruvian Passos, too, because they go in the mountains, you know? And, you know, they're even like, they're actually a little bit better
like
than
that,
a quarter
Debbie.
Horse.
They're classy and mysterious.
See?
Yeah, I've never even heard of that.
And not too hairy.
No, they're not. No, they can have a nice mane, but you know, I wish I did. But they're really cool for the mountains too. Peruvian, you know, get it? And they've got a gait. They've got a little gait to them, a little tolt. So they're
Peruvian Paso for
there
Debbie.
There we go. We'll leave it at that.
I was trying to think of what I would be. You guys would probably have a better idea than me. I thought I might be an Arab Percheron cross. Which
Percheron,
think about,
yeah.
Think about that.
No, you would be the Budweiser Clydesdale.
Flashy, yes. And talks a lot. Yes, yes. That would be... And a little big and lazy. That's fit, about fits there. I like that.
Yes.
I like the Clydesdale. That kind of works. Yeah. Little hairy, you know, gray hair. Yeah, that fits. Yeah, I like the Clydesdale. All right, we'll write that down for
you. I don't think you have any Arabian in you. You're too thoughtful. Yeah,
I took the Arabian for the ADD.
You don't fly off the handle.
But I took the Arabian for the ADD side, you know, the just blah.
Oh, yeah.
Because it got that in there, too. So. But the Clydesdale, they can be a little bit that way. They're like the divas of the draft world.
Good
so,
point. That's true.
Yeah. Okay, I'll go with Clydesdale. All right, let's take a commercial break. We'll be right back with more. The next question for everybody to think about is if you could interview anybody for your show, I mean anybody, it doesn't have to be a horse person, just could be anybody, dead or alive, who would it be? Glenn the Geek here on behalf of Bo and everyone at Back on Track Products, wishing you, your families, and your horses a very happy holiday season. Back on Track's products are used by top athletes around the world for the comfort and protection of their horses. Take a minute this holiday season to see how Back on Track products might help you and your horses. Visit backontrackproducts.com. We're back with the All Hosts episode here on the Horse Radio Network, our sixth annual, and we're continuing listener questions. And this next one, a listener submitted, one of our auditors, if you could interview anybody for your show, dead or alive, who would it be? And it doesn't even have to be a horse person. It can be anybody. Who would it be? And we'll get started. We'll go reverse order this time. Debbie.
Oh, you know, the thing that occurred to me when you asked the question is the last thing I want to do is interview a dead person. Why would I do
boring.
Really, I'd have to do all That's the talking. I try to find those guys that do all the talking for me. But, hands down, Queen Elizabeth. I'd want to interview Queen Elizabeth.
Going right to the top there, Debbie.
Yeah, that would be a big scoop. Big scoop.
Yeah, that's going right to the top. I don't think anybody's going to argue with that. Yeah. And you're classy enough. You're the only one here that could get away with it. So
yeah, you like my English accent? Yeah.
Yeah.
I have some strings to pull with Dad. Anyway, I haven't pulled that one yet. That would be tough, though.
What you want for Christmas? There you go.
Yeah.
Yeah, what? You probably have to submit questions ahead of time.
That's true.
Yeah,
you have to go through the privy purse, and you know, it's tough. Yeah.
Yeah, and they'd want to edit it.
Yeah, no doubt. To zero.
Reese Coffler Stanfield.
So, you know, everybody knows I'm in love with Charlotte Desjardins. So she would be it. We've got to get her on. She's awesome.
All you have to do is ask her. She'll come on.
She just won, I think, British Horse Sportsman of the Year. So I'm I just think she's fabulous. She's really cool, seems really down to earth, and has risen to be the top dressage rider in the world. So
she's awesome.
Yeah, I just think she's awesome.
Good one.
Good one. And Wendy?
Mine is very similar to Debbie's, but I would love to interview Prince Philip because he was the founder of combined driving, for our sport of combined driving. And I've been nagging David Saunders to get him on our show, but you're right. You have to jump through a lot of hoops to get them on.
Yeah, he's adorable, though. It would be great to have him on, wouldn't it? I mean, he's 90, what is he, 92 now
I'll
or something?
I'll tell you what we'll do. We'll have them both on at the same time and combine shows.
A twofer.
I know.
Right? Yeah.
Wouldn't that make it easier scheduling wise?
Yeah, probably.
They are the ultimate horse people. You know,
They are. It's true.
They have had the opportunity to have the best horses in the world, and they're so generous about sharing that with everybody around them.
Yeah, it'd be great to have him. Yeah, it would be. And, you know, mm-hmm. he's... he really does love his horses, too, and he does love driving. That's a really good point. Good choice. Yeah.
It's not that we don't have any connections of people that actually freaking work there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but they just don't want to talk to us. Yeah. That's the problem.
Jamie.
I find it really cool that you said we could all interview non-horse people, but yet everybody's kind of sticking with
horse
passion.
People. Yeah,
horse people.
Yeah. I noticed that.
Mine was, you know, I got to interview Penny Chinnery on this show, and it was just one of the coolest moments ever. And, you know, I consider Secretary one of the greatest racehorses of all time. But there's one horse that rivals him as the greatest racehorse of all time. And I would love to talk to Man O' War's owner, Samuel Riddle, just be really, really neat to say I've talked to the owners of the greatest racehorses of all time. It's just I like how everybody's stuck with their passion. I thought you were going to make fun of me.
And Jennifer.
I would love to interview Michael Matz. I think he has lived a fascinating life.
Oh, good one.
Yeah, very good one.
Yeah, that
and
is
he doesn't
good
talk
one.
To anybody anymore. Grr.
We can stalk him. I mean, yeah, you know,
I'm good at that.
And Helena.
I would like to interview, this is going to be boring to a lot of people, but not the kinds of questions I would ask him. I would like to interview George Morris.
Oh, really?
I want to ask
I'd
him.
I'd be afraid.
I'd be scared too.
Yeah, none of us have asked because none of us wants
I'm
to
so
get tortured.
I'm so glad to be on radio too because then he can see you and like comment on your chubby thighs or whatever thing he felt like picking out.
Yeah, well, that would be one of the questions is like, why are you so mean? why do people anger you so much? And, you know, he can decide to answer them or not answer them. But I don't. You know what? Everything about what he has, all of his opinions about riding have been published or printed in some way. I'm more interested in what he sees. Like, I would love to know if you have four riders in a ring, can he tell which one really wants to be there? You know, it is like when you've seen that many riders go through your life, go in front of your desk or go in front of your seat. Do you develop an eye to see, to know like who does what, who's who, where's this one going? Where's that one coming from? He must have some third eye vision.
That's his superpower. He's actually an Avenger.
Exactly. That would be my interview with George Morris. Let's talk about your superpower.
Well, there you go. One more, me. You know what? I used to say Carrie Underwood all the time, but I've changed it now. I'm going horsey, actually. Kaylee Cuoco of Big Bang. I would so love to interview. Because she's so much fun.
Gotta be a cute girl.
Because yes, you hang out with her all the time.
Yes, because I just think she'd be so much fun to interview. And I've seen a bunch of interviews with Carrie Underwood, and she's not the best interview. But Kaylee Cuoco is a lot of fun.
She's all pregnant now anyway, Glenn.
Yeah,
you know?
That's true. I mean, that's true. Just, yeah, I dumped her. As soon as she became pregnant, I dumped her.
So you skipped, did you get Jennifer?
Yes. Yep,
okay,
we got Jennifer.
Sorry, there. Missed that. Baby.
All right, let's take another quick break, and then we're going to go back with another question from our listeners. If you could, we already did that one. What discipline that you've never done would you like to take a serious crack at? Mm. That's if you had the talent and the time and the money. Yeah, so we'll assume you have talent, time, and money. Which one would you take a crack at? We'll be right back.
Hi there, everybody. This is Chris Duggan at Equestrian Collections, and I'd just like to take a brief moment of your time to wish you all a super Merry Christmas this year. From me, and also from all of our staff here, we're still being very, very busy Christmas elves today. But by the time you're listening to this, hopefully we'll all be back at home with our feet up and returning to doing some packing, which after the thousands and thousands of boxes we've packed, maybe we won't do the Christmas wrapping. But I just wanted to stop a moment and thank you all very, very much. For buying from us, for being our customers, also listening to some of the episodes that we've done with Glenn on products. So I hope you all have a wonderful, wonderful holiday.
All right, we're back here, and we have another listener question. What discipline that you've never done would you like to take a serious crack at? And I guess that would be horses. So we're going to get started in the middle of the pack this time with Wendy.
Well, this goes right along with my evolution from Shetland pony to Gelderlander. I used to think after I stopped competing in driving that I should, try endurance because I have this crazy horse that never gets tired. And I thought, oh, I'll do endurance. But as it's turned out, I have started to do Western dressage. So I don't think you can get any farther from endurance than Western dressage. And as Reese knows, that it's definitely like the lazy man's form of dressage.
Yeah, but you get to wear cool clothes.
Yeah, you get to wear blingy stuff. Yeah.
The bling is awesome, you know, so that's really good. And my horses are actually loving it because they're old now, too. Like endurance, forget that. Thank God I woke up.
Well, that's not what I expected. Reese, now I happen to know Reese hates to jump and she just despises jumping. So, because it scares her to death. So, so I'd be interested to hear your answer with this one.
You know what? I think I would really enjoy like cutting. I think that would be really fun. You know, to be in a really cool cutting horse that knows what to do. And, you know, I think I could stay with him. I would need obviously significant training in this said sport. And I know it's the most expensive or one of the most expensive equine sports, but I think it would be cool. And I think I would really get into it with a horse. Like, I think that would be fun. So that would be my thing.
Well, there you go. That's a good one. Yeah. Not what I expected either.
I know, right?
Jamie.
Man, you know, I'd love to saddle up one of those big lick Tennessee walking horses and run.
Oh, wait, you're there. Oh, my God.
Yeah, I'm just kidding.
You're kidding. Miss Animal Rights. Miss Animal Rights is going to ride a Tennessee walking horse.
Yeah, boy. No, I'm just kidding. You know what I would really like to do? I actually took a cutting lesson and it was so fun. So I've done that. What I really would like to try is, you're going to laugh at me, I want to try jousting. I think that looks awesome.
That is not what I expected either.
What did you think? What did you think I was going to say?
I had no idea, but I didn't think it would be putting on tights and going out there with me on the jousting field.
I need a new pair of tights, Glenn. That's what I need.
Record that.
You know, we've seen some. We've seen a lot of jousting in our time, and actually, I think you would really get into that. I really do.
I would love it. Remember they had that TV show that came out of it? Yes. Like a jousting reality show. I would totally want to be on that. Oh my gosh.
You'd be tougher than most of those guys that are out there faking it on the jousting field too. So Jamie wouldn't fake it.
I tried a jousting show and they rejected me.
Yeah, she tried. She auditioned. Yeah.
Yeah, I tried. They said, and they didn't take any girls. I thought it was kind of sexist. But then I watched the first show and they had to dress up in their armor. And all the guys on it were like huge, like wrestler type guys. And they beat each other with baseball bats in their armor. So then after I saw that, I was kind of glad they didn't take me.
That happens for a reason.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, this will be interesting. I don't know the answer to this, Jennifer.
Now, I had the time and the money and the talent.
Right.
Believe it or not, after fiddling around with your pony, Glenn, I'd love to try combined driving.
Oh. Yay!
I have so much fun driving that pony of yours around.
I think she has as much fun as I do. She really does. And we had a Hackney before that was absolutely nuts, and it was a roadster pony, and he was like Ohio State champ, and that pony was like driving a Ferrari, and she wouldn't even get in the cart with me because it was kind of wild. This one's kind of lazy, so.
Well, and he's a challenge, you know. He turns left, but not really right, and sometimes he goes, and sometimes he doesn't.
Glenn, seriously, are you totally turned on right now?
Honey, I didn't know.
TMI.
We'd have to talk about Danishes for a minute or two to really make it work.
Debbie.
Bacon.
Debbie,
I'm
going to
go on to the next one quick. Yeah, please.
Actually, I was thinking of driving too, but I don't want any sexual things.
It's his wife.
That's right. I know. I got that. But you know, no, I've never done any driving. We used to have a little pony that a little combine that we had around the ranch, and we gave little tours, and they never let me drive. So I would love. I know. Sorry.
I could see Debbie going fast through the marathon course, can't you, Wendy?
Yeah.
Zoom.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Definitely.
Crashing into things. And, Yeah, I can see it.
But yeah, but we're flat as a pancake at Flag Is Up. So we could, you know, there's like, and they train the willing partners horses with that too. That, you know, that's like a new level of tame. So yeah, I want to try that. Well, I don't have any talent. But
you know, that's kind of easy to try. You could do that anytime.
Oh, really?
You probably have neighbors with carriages. So you could try that anytime.
Yeah, okay.
Helena, did we do you?
No. I would like to do, and I think this is raining, but I would like to do what Stacy Westfall did in 2003 when she won the National Reining Horse Association freestyle competition. It was just awesome. And I feel like I could do that someday when I grow up. I do.
You probably can. There's nothing stopping you except a horse and training.
But it looks like a lot of fun. Like, you know, we all know how much effort is put into creating a relationship like that and how much training her horse has and how long she's been doing this. But all of that aside, it looks like both the horse and Stacy were really enjoying themselves. I would love to get to a place where I could do that.
Well, that's good. Yeah, yeah. Cool. And mine, I think we got through everybody, right? Didn't miss anybody. Mine would be horseball. In a different life, I would live in Canada and play horseball. I think that looks like it involves a ball. It's a kind of rough sport. I think it'd be perfect if I'd do that for sure. Play horseball. I'd start a horseball league and really get it going here in the United States. I don't know why it's not popular here. It involves violence and balls and horses. What more? Yeah, this should be popular in the United States, right?
Right.
That's right.
It's got all the ingredients for a popular spectator sport.
That's right. You're such a boy. Yeah.
I love the horse. And I love the horseball people. We got to spend so much time with them. They're so much fun. Yeah. They were a lot of fun. Yeah, horseball would be mine. All right. This is a tough one because a lot of us have so many, but this was a listener question. What is your happiest moment of the year? Is there anybody that wants to start that knows one right off the top?
How sad.
How sad. Everybody had a great time this year.
I'll start. This is Wendy.
All right, Wendy.
My happiest moment is, we talked about it on the show a while. I have been a renter for 10 years, and my boyfriend, Dr. Kyle, and I finally bought a farm, and the horses are... And you guys know how it is boarding, too. Like, having the horses at home and, like, being settled is nice again to do that. But I'm glad I went on the road, and I'm glad I rented and did it, because it makes you appreciate when you get a place. So
congratulations.
Congratulations. Yeah.
Thanks.
Good for you. She's becoming an adult now. She's like grown up.
I was grown up for a while, but I think I had a midlife crisis.
But she really, found when herself I look a hot doctor and settled down. Yeah.
When the horses have a happy place to be, like when the horses are unhappy, it makes you so unhappy, you know, and it's hard with horses to be a renter. So, I mean, you guys know how it is. So,
yep. Well, good for you. Helena, you want to go next?
My happiest moment of the year did not involve horses. I went to the Turks and Caicos Islands in the Caribbean.
Yeah, it's hard to beat. Yeah.
Yeah. Sorry. Cocktails in the Caribbean. It's the only thing
that is fun.
Actually, it's the only thing that I enjoy doing that doesn't involve my horses. It takes a lot for me to get off my farm because I'm so happy here. But those waters, man. And a direct flight to Boston. Can't beat it.
Well, Helena, thank you very much. How about Jamie?
Well, I was trying to think, you know, I'm incredibly happy all the time. I'm really blessed and lucky. I married a great guy. I've got a great kid. But I got to tell you, you know, we went on a vacation. Helena reminded me of it. And we went to Diamond D Ranch in Idaho. And it was really... really a beautiful experience, and it was the riding and archery, and it was like a grown-up summer camp, and that was really fun. But I think the happiest I've been, for weird reasons, is my son turned one this year back in May. And I really think that they should not give presents to the kid. They should give presents to the mom, because like I kept him alive a freaking year. Like that was the hardest year of my
life. Good job.
Like, we made it to a year. So that was kind of, unfortunately, my take on the birthday. I was like, oh my God, thank God he's still alive.
Still has all his fingers and toes. Yeah.
This is he's been hurt a few times, but my God, he's still here.
That's funny. That's a good one. Debbie.
Yeah, I'm with I'm with Jamie on the ride up into Sun Valley, Idaho. We went to a place called Montaña del Oro, and I was just thinking about that. That was so cool. And actually, you didn't make me, but I did a show right in the middle of that because I had to come back to the hotel.
Yes, that's right.
Remember that? But it was so cool because
I made her work on vacation.
No, it was fine. But I had a girlfriend. We had a bunch of girlfriends that went, and that's just my favorite thing to do. And that's always the happiest of the year is when I'm up on a mountain somewhere. So, and they have nosebleed trail, and then you go all the way down to the beach. It's like a mile high, and then all the way to the beach, and then mile this way, mile that way, and up and it's gorgeous. It's just
was
gorgeous.
That the Domino pony ride where the ponies all went Domino spooking?
No, where was that? I can't remember. Oh, that was Rancho Oso, I think. How do you remember that? Jen,
different
remember
beautiful mountains. On.
Yeah, you it was that makes me happy. That's it.
Reese.
Gosh, I'm kind of with Jamie. You know, I'm incredibly blessed, and I have a wonderful husband and a great farm and great clients. So really, you know, I really remember that and try to remember that every day, even when I go to work. But I have to be honest, I was pretty happy yesterday because this is going to sound really stupid to everyone. But I drove my brand new tractor and Harold my arena all by myself yesterday.
Yay! That's great.
And I have never done that before. And it sounds so stupid because I own a farm, but I am like the least farmy person that could ever own a farm.
You're a DQ, babe.
I am a DQ. Like, I just don't, I really have no desire to do farmy things, but the circumstances are I had to learn how to drive my tractor. And it's a brand new tractor. I bought this. I sold a horse. I actually made a little bit of a profit this summer. And
you sold a horse and made a profit? Yay!
Yay! That should have been the happiest day.
Yeah, that was it. That was the happiest day. And then I had to buy this tractor. So then, but you know, it's kind of intimidating, the thing. I like my four-legged
You
horse
ride freaking warm bloods and you're saying the tractor's intimidating?
It was slightly intimidating. So I went out there yesterday and I was like, okay, I can do this. And I was like in my arena, like all by myself riding my tractor. I was pretty proud of myself. So that was a pretty good moment yesterday.
Did you hit the wall? Did you hit the wall?
Well, I did slightly get hung on a pole. And my assistant, thankfully, was in the arena. I'm like, Ashley, can you unhook me? But besides that, I gave myself a B-, and I was told, like, I was more in the A- range. But, yeah, I only got slightly hung up on the pole when I reversed a little too quickly. But other than that, I was in good shape, so...
Jennifer's brother got our big tractor. We had a big tractor. He got a big tractor stuck between two trees. He tried to wedge it in. We had to cut a tree down to get the tractor out.
Oh!
Yeah.
I think I would never drive the tractor again. Like, yeah. It was a good thing I didn't hit anything or like take anything out because I would never have gotten on there and done it. I was farming.
Jennifer.
My happiest moment went by and nobody got to hear about it, but it was very exciting for me. Is out on a hack earlier this summer. Beaker, for whatever reason, after owning him for 4 years, the light bulb came on and he learned to trot. It was a very exciting moment.
Wow, yes.
Yes. And the most amazing part is he had a light bulb moment and the light bulb has stayed on.
Oh, it didn't go out. Yeah.
It's a really big deal.
I love those light bulb moments. They're so fabulous.
It's a really big deal.
He sort of shuffled before.
Yeah, his trot was a little bit like Gumby with one leg missing. It was awful.
Oh. Yeah. Beaker, don't listen to your mama.
I had a couple. It's hard working with you all every week. I have the best job in the world. That kind of makes me happy. Nice. My pony doing so well and now being fat and, you know, just a good little guy and learning to drive him. But I think one of my highlights actually doesn't involve my wife. It involves Wendy.
Mine didn't either, Glenn. So
it involves Wendy, and that was going to the World Percheron Congress, which we just had a blast, and it was on my bucket list of things to do because they're my favorite breed, and I got to be on an 8-horse hitch, and it just, and then we got to drive a pair in the competition, which Wendy won. But it was just, I had a blast. So it was a good time. And I think Wendy did too. We had a good time.
That was fun. That was fun.
So that was on my bucket list. So I think that was, I was very happy when we were there. That was a good time. All right. We have time for one more. So I am going to go to one that we ask every year. And this is very hard because we all do so many shows and interview so many people, but it would be our favorite episode or interview of the year. And we'll start with Helena.
Oh, my favorite episode, Flexible Nuts.
Yeah.
Yes.
Flexible Nuts, where we talked about dining naked.
That's right.
Oh, I remember that.
We had so many comments and emails on that episode. People writing saying they laughed so hard, and it was one of the funniest episodes ever, and it was about dining naked. That's what it was about. Had nothing to do with horses.
Glenn ran with a couple of snarky comments, like just ran away with them. He was cracking himself up. I'm alone in my office blushing. There's nobody here, and I'm embarrassed. Because yes. I know he's not going to edit it out.
We can thank our friend Kat for bringing that one to the table.
It was a good episode. And we also learned to cook something delicious. Nuts, right?
Yeah, it was some nutty thing. Yeah, I don't remember any of the thing else about the episode except that.
Yeah.
It was a riot. Well, that was a good one, Helena. Jennifer?
The show where you guys interviewed Jim Wilson. He was such a great storyteller. I really enjoyed that one. I didn't do the interviewing. I just sat there and enjoyed it.
Yeah, that was a good one.
Yeah.
That was a good one. Jamie.
Okay, my favorite episode, I agree with Jennifer, because I was part of that Jim Wilson interview, and it was awesome. And, I mean, to have a guy sit there and tell stories about Whitney Houston and Kevin Costner on set, like, he told a story about how he was buying racehorses. And Whitney Houston and Kevin Costner, he's on, like, on the phone or online or something, buying horses, I guess, on the phone back then. And they were like, bid higher, bid higher. I mean, it was just really, really cool. You're right, Jen. I stole yours.
You're allowed to have the same one.
Okay.
Wendy.
Well, my favorite show was your happiest moment, which was the Percheron Congress, because I thought it was so fun to go there and record the show live. But it was so great because, you know, usually you are in your office by yourself, and this we got to meet all kinds of listeners, and we got to interview our guests face to face, and you know, it was a great time. It was a different kind of show for us, and it was really fun.
And that driving
and I
competition
go on more trips.
We did, yeah, driving competition we did. Wendy won $2,500 for a charity, so it was.
Yeah, that's right.
Is awesome. the charity your new farm? Is that what it is?
Yeah,
yeah.
No, I wish no. And we got to meet Dr. Pohl and his family.
Yeah, Dr. Pohl. So that's fun. Right. Yeah, that's right. We did get to meet Dr. Pohl. Reese.
Mine was our 4th of July episode where we interviewed a good friend of mine, Julie Lewandowski. And she talked about she had just won her silver medal, but she's in the Army Reserves and her husband is currently active duty. And she talked about it. It's really an interview. It was a serious interview, but it was really something everybody should listen to. It was. I mean, I was like in my office crying, and I know Philip and Glenn were also. That was a great interview. So that was one of my favorite interviews I think we've ever done.
That was a good one.
Yeah,
Debbie.
Yeah, I love the Carol Herder interview where she talked about she'd just gotten back from Africa and she had seen the migration of all the animal, you know, just a bazillion animals. And she was talking about their language and the flight animal being like a horse, but she deals with horses all over the world. And so it was really cool to hear somebody go through that experience and just, I mean, I think she was literally back 24 hours or something. And she had stayed at the Branson, they're tents, but I, you know, I'm sure they're like permanent tents. It just sounded beautiful. And that was just really, cool. I didn't even feel like I was interviewing. I forgot that, you know, that the mic was on. It was, just really cool listening to her. Yeah. Those are the best. Yeah.
Boy. And I think I'm up next. Boy, it's tough. I interviewed 1,000 people this year.
Yeah, really.
You know, one, I think it was this week, actually. It was with Karen Chatton on the endurance episode that we did this week on Horses in the Morning. And we interviewed two endurance riders who met on endurance rides. And then the one of them actually went into kidney failure and was going to have to start dialysis and needed a transplant. But the transplant list was 3 to 5 years. And she wasn't sure she'd go make it 3 to 5 years. And her friend that she met in endurance riding, without telling her, went and got checked to see if she was a match, went through all the testing that they do, which is extensive, and found out she was a match, called her up one night, and apparently was talking to her about everything else in the world, and then at the end said, oh, by the way, I'm a perfect match, and I'm going to be donating a kidney.
Oh, my God. She made me cry.
And then... 4 weeks ago, they both went in the hospital and did the kidney transplant, and they're both healthy now, and they're going to be back riding in the spring together in 1,500-mile endurance races again.
Oh my gosh.
What a blessing. Wow.
Yeah, so just I think that was just a special interview. It was one, like Reese said, it was one of those more serious ones, but, it just cool.
Yeah.
Because I was thinking the whole time, would I be brave enough to do that?
Yeah.
You know? I was thinking that the whole time, and it really makes you think about yourself. You know, would you be brave enough to do that? Mm. And you hope you would, but I guess you don't know until something like that would happen, you know? But she didn't tell her. That was the amazing part. She didn't tell her.
Cool.
And because she wanted to make sure she was a match. And the odds are like 10,000 to 1 that you would be a match.
I mean, that's, wow.
The odds are really rare that you would be a match. So it just worked out, and it was a really cool interview. I enjoyed that. Well, does anybody have some final comments before we go? Anybody want to say anything? Don't all jump in at once.
We're never quiet either.
I know. It's like, geez.
What?
We do all the time. I'm trying to get away from talking here.
I just wanted
to
say
like
thank
100
you.
Million o'clock. We're tired.
I know. It is late for all of us horse people.
Yeah.
Well, it's only 7 here. So I'll say, Glenn, you are such a great boss. You're such a great friend. And we all are all very blessed and lucky to be a part of this crazy adventure with you. And just happy holidays. And I hope you guys have a great Christmas. Thank you very much for keeping all of us employed and happy. And all of us have great lives. And we all talked about it. And it all started with you. So cheers. Round of applause.
Yay.
Thank you.
Merry
Jennifer.
Christmas.
Merry Thank you Christmas. Very Happy much. Holidays. And Jennifer, she has to put up with me on a daily basis, so keep that in mind. Thank you all. Cool. It's been a pleasure. I look forward to doing the shows with you every day or every week, whatever the case may be. And it just is. I even enjoy doing the dressage show. And I never
know,
thought I'd say
that.
I never thought
it.
I'd say that.
Yep.
Aww,
sure
Reese is pretty
backup
awesome.
Has that. Who got
Reese and Philip are
reporter.
So much fun.
And
Reese and Philip
are
so much
pretty
fun.
Awesome. We got a good bunch here. We got a really good bunch.
You know, that's what I was going to say to end is I feel very blessed because we have a terrific group. There's a couple that aren't here. Samantha from the Eventing Radio Show, Jess, works over there. I thoroughly enjoy doing, Nate and Joe do, the two eventers, do the eventing show once a month. And let me tell you, it's my guy time. And the the bloopers from that show, I produce it because I won't let Jennifer. The bloopers from that show do not go on any blooper reel. And it's just a wild time. Jennifer can attest to it. She'll hear me just laughing and cracking up. I enjoy doing that and
you know
all the
else?
Different hosts we have.
Thanks to our listeners. We would not have a job if it wasn't for y'all.
Yes.
And you know, I'm still shocked all the time when we did a great segment this week on the caring for the elder horse and the care and feeding, and how many people immediately while we were talking were like, oh, this is so great. I'm learning so much. I got to change my feed, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, oh my God, people are listening.
That's
They're
so
out there.
Yeah.
So thanks all of y'all for listening and being a part of it and visiting our sponsors and keeping us on the air. And we just love you all. And thanks for interacting. It's so much fun. I have so much fun having a relationship with all of you. And for those that I don't, thank you for downloading us and listening to us. We appreciate it.
And the sponsors, we wouldn't be here without them. We've had some sponsors that have been with us since the beginning. Since Helene and I started this, there's been some sponsors that have been here since day one.
Absolutely.
And we've had others join along the way and have stayed with us, and we really appreciate all of you. And also a special thank you, too, to our auditors. And that's a new program we started this year where listeners could actually donate, and half of the donations every month go back to the hosts that are on this call right now. And it's been so nice of you to do that. We have a good group of auditors. They're becoming actively involved in the shows, co-hosting and filling in and doing book reviews and all kinds of things. So we really appreciate our auditors who actually, you know, actually donate some of their hard-earned money to the Horse Radio Network. I never thought that would happen. So
I know. Awesome.
That is really cool. Thank you all for being here. Happy holidays, everybody. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. And we'll see you all in 2015.
Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Let your heart be light. From now on, our troubles will be out of sight. Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Make the Yuletide gay. Friends who are dear to us, gather near to us once more. Through the years, we all will be together if the fates align. If the fates allow, hang a shining star upon the highest bough. Oh, and have yourself a merry little Christmas. A merry little Christmas.